ॐ मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चात्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगृहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्घुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां स वै पुंसां परो धर्मो यतो भक्तिरधोक्षजे अहैतुक्यः प्रतिहता ययात्मा संप्रसीदति वासुदेवे भगवति भक्तियोगः प्रयोजितः जनयत्याशु वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च यदहैतुकम् शौनकादि ऋषिस् आस्क्ड ए ब्यूटिफुल क्वेश्चन बै नोयिंग विच एंड बै परफॉर्मिंग विच ए पर्सन्स कोर पर्सनालिटी इज सैटिस्फाइड फॉर दिस क्वेश्चन सूतमुनि उग्रश्रवस answered by devoting our entire life to the Lord, by knowing the Lord, by dedicating all our activities to the Lord, by loving the Lord, the entire life of a person is fulfilled, the core personality of the person is fulfilled. He said, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yogaha Prayojitaha. Once a person has developed a love for the Lord, then automatically vairagyam ashu janayati. Automatically he converts himself as a giver. Vairagya means converting oneself as a giver. He converts himself as a giver. Even though he relates with everything, every individual in the world, but still he is a giver, not expecting anything from the any situation or people. Therefore, he is called a dispassionate person. Dispassionate means not hating or don't care policy. Why passion comes? Why attachment comes? Because I have an expectation from that person or from that situation or from that thing. Then in the absence of that person, thing and situation, I feel myself lost. The very imaginary loss makes me to hold on to that. That is called attachment in the scripture. Once I convert myself as a giver, I will relate, I will use, but I will not attach to it because I don't want to get anything from it. If at all they are there with me, I will be going to be a giving hand. Therefore, vairagyam ashu janayati. Once that vairagyam comes, once that maturity of converting oneself as giver comes, then ahaitukam jnanam janayati, automatically atma jnanam comes, bhagavat tattva jnanam comes to our mind. Sridhara Swami, who has commented this shloka, he says, shushka tarkadi agocharam aupanishadam tattvam janayati. Without the help of a scripture, that tattvam which cannot be gained by any amount of the arguments, that particular truth comes to this person's mind. So entire spiritual practice begins with what? Shravanam Kirtanam. Because of hearing the Lord's glory, naturally we develop the interest in the spiritual practices. And if a person doesn't use his intellect, his life for the sake of the spiritual pursuit, then entire life happened to be a waste. So he continues, dharmasvanishtita pumsam vishvaksena katha asuyaha notpadayet yati ratim shramaye vahi kevalam. It's a most beautiful assertion. Here Sutamuni says, the purpose of following all the values, human values, ethics and moral values, is to turn towards the Lord. There may be some materialistic benefit in following values. That itself now is questionable. For the sake of materialistic benefit, people try to avoid following the values. But Shastra has a conviction, unless you follow dharma in your life, unless you are a trustworthy person, your materialistic life itself will not be a successful one. Because human relationship means always it is based on trust. A person should have trustworthiness, then only others can relate with him. Once you lose the trust, so people will not relate with you. So even if you gain all the other materialistic gains, your life will be an unsuccessful one. And that following may have some material gains, but that is not the goal of following the values in life. Here he says, dharmaha sunishtitaha su anishtitaha. Even if you follow all the values like matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava, satyam vada, dharmam chara, these are all loka dharma. What is the purpose of them? Yadi vishvaksena kathasu ratim na utpadayet, if it doesn't create a desire to love the Lord, to hear the Lord's glory, then that dharma is shramayevahi kevala. It is nothing but a burden. See, Shastra says, respect your parent, be a truthful person, follow the values like that it says. Suppose one value we take, respecting the father or mother or brother. In the Ramayana you come across, Ravana was the eldest brother and Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana were his younger brothers. Both loved eldest brother as their own father. That is the value given in the Shastra. But once that Ravana did not follow values, after abducting Sita, both the brothers objected it, that you are wrong, both the brothers told. But after telling, when Ravana did not hear, even Kumbhakarna scolds him more than Vibhishana, that you are a dirty fellow. You have all the external achievements, but internally you are zero. Like that he scolds. Then finally what he says, whatever it may be, you are my brother, so I have to respect you, so I will be with you only. There, dharma of respecting brother is followed. But at what cost? At the cost of his own spiritual growth. So he has compromised with him and he fought against Rama, then he died. Take Vibhishana case. Vibhishana objected. Vibhishana told it is totally the adharma only. When he found that his elder brother is not going to hear his words, is not going to follow the dharma, he is not going to stick to that loka dharma. What is that loka dharma? Respecting an elder is loka dharma. He is not going to stick to that. So he has gone out of that loka dharma and he has gone to the Rama's side, spiritual side. Samanya dharma are prescribed by the scriptures for the sake of gaining maturity. And ultimately, it should make us to turn towards Atma Jnanam, we should keep this in mind, that any value has a value, not for gaining some materialistic not even for peace of mind or something, but for spiritual growth. That's why in Gita Bhagavan says, sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. All types of rituals, prayers, japa, meditation, everything is for the sake of gaining this ultimate knowledge, for the sake of gaining the spiritual gain. Otherwise, without this direction, you can be following all these values, but still you will be a cantankerous person like Ravana. Ravana used to do Trikala Sandhya. All the three times he will do Sandhya and Gayatri. And Panchagni he used to do five types of rituals, Agni rituals. And he used to chant even. And in his Sabha, varieties of Brahmanas used to come and chant and other thing. He was a following all these things. But still, he did not have that spiritual goal as the life goal. Therefore, none of these Samanya Dharmas helped him. If nobility and religious life do not make us to go for Atma Jnanam, do not help us in seeking the Lord, then they become obstacle. Because all of them are in the form of means. How much time you will have worthiness in your mind for means? As long as you go for that destination, you reach that destination, you have to stick to that means. Suppose you enter into a train and travel. The train reach that destination. You say, no, I have become very friendly to that train driver, so I am not interested in getting down. If you say it is useless, very travel is useless, correct? Similarly, there are some people who follow meticulously all these religious practices, but they are not able to go beyond that. So here the idea is, dharma swanishtitaha. Swanishtitaha, even if it is practiced very nicely, but still if it doesn't lead to Atma Jnanam, it will be a waste burden. Because ultimately we have to find out the unity with the Lord, and then only we can find out the love for the real love for the Lord. Because Upanishad says, as long as you are different from Him, you can never love Him in the real sense of the term. Dvidiyadvai bhayam bhavati, it says. Any division will create bhaya. In bhaya there is no possibility of love. And this type of example, who have gone beyond the sadharana dharma for the sake of bhagavata dharma. This is called bhagavata dharma. Dharma followed by great jnanis are called bhagavata dharma. And they were happily, they have given up the sadharana dharma. And in Mahabharata you can know, Bhagavan says that Dronacharya cannot be defeated. And he has only one weakness. We have to use that weakness. What is that? He has weakness towards his son. So we have to create a situation that his son died. That fellow can never die. He is Chiranjeevi. So what to do? Tell lie. So he went to Yudhishthira and told, please tell lie. What? Whole life I never told. Hey, Bhagavan is asking you to tell lie, yeah? He told, I know, I cannot tell. Then next to us, our Bhima was there. So Bhima, what Bhima? I am ready, he told. When you say it is right. What is Satyam, what is Asatyam? I don't know. Shastra only says. Who is Shastra Karta? You are Shastra Karta. So that much of faith he had. I am ready, he told. So they caught hold of an elephant and named it that moment only as Ashwatthama. Then killed, then they shouted, Ashwatthama. Atah Kuncharaha. Kuncharaha. Kuncharaha means elephant. Whenever this Kuncharaha comes, Krishna is to blow the conch. That means what? The final word is Lord, whatever he is. Similarly, Prahlada. Pitru Devo Bhava. Prahlada never followed it. Never followed it. Whenever his father asked, you worship me? He told, no, I cannot worship you. I can respect you. But I cannot worship you. You are not God. Entire creation has accepted Hiranyakashipu as God. All the sadhus also have accepted, and ultimately they pray to Lord Bhagavan. We will tell Hiranyakashipu ve namaha. You understand in your own way. Instead of telling Narayanaya namaha, we will tell Hiranyakashipu ve namaha. Hiranyakashipu means one who lies on the golden cart. So for some time, at least you don't lie down on that snake cart. Please sleep on the golden cart. Whenever we tell, this word only we can tell. Otherwise he beats us. So So you understand in your own way. But Prahlada was not that much also compromising. He was not compromising. He told, I will tell Narayana in Mahavakya. So there he did not obey. And Bharata, mother told, please take the crown. I have kept for you. What Bharata did? Yes, yes, yes. Whatever mother says, that is the right thing. So I will follow him. Matru Deva Bhava Nai. With regard to Prahlada, Pitru Deva Bhava Nai. With regard to Bali Chakravarti, Achari Deva Bhava Nai. When Acharya said, hey, he is Vamana, he is not ordinary Brahmana, he is not a Brahmachari also, he is married fellow. Already Lakshmi Devi is there, recently only he married from the Amrita Mathana, and he has come just to cheat you. Don't give, don't give, don't give. He told, no, I cannot take back my words. Even if he is Bhagavan, even if he is going to cheat me, I will not obey you. If Bhagavan himself comes to cheat me, how much I am great. He told that. In that way, people, so many examples will come across in Bhagavatam. So this is a sangraha. Any introduction to any scripture will have all the ideas of the entire scripture. So here, our Sutamuni says, Yati Vishvaksena Kathasu Rathim Na Utpadyati. If it doesn't create a desire, a love for the Lord's glory, hearing the Lord's glory. Because all spiritual practice depend upon this one spiritual practice called hearing the Lord's glory. Because what is the mechanism of life? You hear something, then desire for something, then decide to go for that thing, then work for a thing, then get it, then you are trying to be happy. I will not say you will be happy. You are trying to be happy. It is your problem. So the mechanism is janati icchati yatate. To janati, to know, you should hear. Unless without hearing, how you know? So therefore, entire spiritual practice is in the form of shravanam. Now you understand? These classes are not time pass. It's the most efficacious spiritual practice. Then our Sutta Muni continues.
Vadanti tat tattva vidaha tattvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Who is that Vishvaksenaha? Who is that Lord? Who is that supreme truth? Whose glory we should hear even at the cost of ordinary dharmas? For this question, Sutamuni answers, tad tattva vidaha vadanti. Wise man described that as tattvam, as the ultimate truth, yad jnanam advayam, as non-dual consciousness, as infinite consciousness, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaniti, varieties of names. You call it as a non-dual consciousness, you call it as the ultimate truth, or you call it Brahman, Brahman means infinite, or you call paramatma, your own higher self, or you call Bhagavan. Devotee call him Bhagavan, Vedantin call as Brahman. Then the question comes, how to know him? How to know that truth?
Tachadadana munayaha jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmanichatmanam bhaktya sutagrihitaya.
Tade, that truth, shraddhadana munayaha, one who is shraddhadhanaha. Shraddha means what? One who understands that Shastra is the only pramanam, source of knowledge to reveal that Brahman. And not only hearing in a casual way, munayaha, mananashilaha, repeatedly thinking about that shraddhadanaha pashyanti. One who has the faith in the existence of the Lord, one who has the faith in the validity of the Shastra pramanam, bhaktya pashyanti, by loving the Lord, he sees that Lord. Jnana vairagya yuktya bhaktya pashyanti, not banana coconut bhaktya, jnana vairagya bhakti. Jnana means here discrimination between temporary and permanent entities, and vairagya means, as I told, anytime ready to give up. keeping your status as a giver. Anytime ready to give up means what? You keep yourself as a giver. All the time I am ready to give.
Shruta grihitaya pashyanti. Shrutena vedantadi shravanena grihitaha.
Shruti. Shruta grihita means what? One who hears the shruti.
Atmanam atmani pashyanti.
They know that truth as their own higher self. They will not come across that truth as different from their self.
Atmanam pashyanti, atmani pashyanti.
They will see the truth in their own heart as their own higher self. So, entire spiritual journey is a journey towards yourself. Why should be afraid of knowing myself? Now you understand? Knowing the Lord means, loving the Lord means, knowing myself and loving myself. How can I be afraid of, how can I be careless in knowing and loving myself and hope to be happy also? There is a person in mental hospital. What is the difference between him and us, you tell? He is not sure what he is. Correct? He is not sure about his own identity. Suddenly his identity changes. Therefore, he is not able to transact with the external world. And we claim that we are intelligent, we don't have that disease. Shastra says every fellow has that disease. To transact with the external world, you need external identity. One who doesn't have is called a mad person. From the Shastric standpoint, you don't have only external identity, you have internal identity also. If you are not willing to know that, if you are not struggling to know that, then you are also in the same category. That's why Acharyas say that Prantalaye Vicharanti. The problem is everybody is mad, so nobody is distinguished. In the normal madness, there are some people sane, there are some minority as mad. In this regard, madness with regard to self-identity, real self-identity, everybody is mad except one or two jnanis. So this entire majority group thinks them as mad. Sri Ramakrishna was considered as mad. And they pray to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please remove all madness of the entire world." So who is mad? Who is mad? What is the difference between a mad person and a sane person? Our Acharya Swamiji used to say this story. An observer who wants to know the condition of the mental patients went to mental hospital. After entering there, he saw two people wearing white coat, doctor's coat and stethoscope, telling each other, "Hey, keep quiet, I am observing your heartbeat, keep quiet," both are telling. The observer thought, how is it possible? Both cannot be doctors, because doctors means, real doctors means they will not behave like that. And both can be patient, or one can be patient, one can be doctor. Correct? So he wanted to know who is actually a patient and doctor, because both are externally same, appearing same, both are using the same technical words. Then he asked the warden, hospital warden, "Sir, what is this one?" Then warden told, "Wait for half an hour, there will be evening bell, 6 o'clock, then I will tell you who is a real doctor, who is a patient." So 6 o'clock bell rang and the warden came and took this observer, visitor, to a hall wherein rooms after rooms are built, are there. He showed one particular room and told, "This person who is in this particular room is patient, mental patient." Just opposite room he showed and told that he is the doctor. Then the observer asked, "How can you say, sir? Both are staying in same place, same building, rooms also same, and still they are having this stethoscope and the coat also. How can you say? What is the distinguishing criteria from a patient from the doctor?" Then the warden told, "Please observe the room lock. Patient room is locked outside, doctor's room is locked from inside." What does it mean? A person who has the freedom to come in and go out according to his wish is called a doctor. Now you have to ask, whether we are free in that sense. Can we claim that I am free person, whenever I want, I can enter into a certain project and I can come out? Do I have that emotional independency? We all know one simple transfer means gone. We have to pack every luggage and book the another house. If you have children, then you have to book a seat for children in school. So many things. And even to go vacation, you have to make sure people should not come and steal your things. So there is emotional dependency. Somebody has locked you. So how can an ordinary person say that I am sane? That is the idea. Entire spiritual journey is towards knowing yourself. If knowing the external creation and its laws helps you in leading a quality life, correct? What does science say? You try to know the external world and mysteries, there are a lot of mysteries are there, and if you know that mystery, it will help you lead a quality life. If knowing the secrets about your physical body, emotional mind can help you in leading a happy life, will not this internal knowledge, which is going to talk about yourself, none of them talk about yourself, your real core personality, none of them can talk about. So they can talk about your body, about your body, about your whimsical mind, about the external world, but none of them can talk about you. When you are happy, when you want to be happy by gaining those type of knowledge, how can you say that knowing myself is useless? Understand? That is the idea. Knowing yourself will certainly contribute to your happiness. Atah pumbir dvijasreshta varnashrama vibhagajah swanishtitasya dharmasya samsiddhihi haritoshanam. Judgment is given by the scripture. Atah, therefore, wherefore, whenever therefore comes, we have to ask wherefore, because it has preceded lot of logic. Wherefore, since entire human life is centered on the one particular word, I, correct? As far as I am concerned, entire human life is centered on that particular word, I. And since all transactions are for the sake of this one particular I, since I is the center of all problems and solutions, both well understood I is the solution and ununderstood I is, or misunderstood I is the problem, therefore this I should be known in its reality. The absolute reality of I is infinitude, which includes entire creation and the creator. Knowing this leads to unconditional love and freedom from sorrow. Ataha pumbihi swanishtitasya dharmasya samsiddhihi haritoshanam. All our daily duties should make us to go towards the Lord, and then for his satisfaction. For whose satisfaction? Haritoshanam. Who is that Hari? Just now we talked that Hari is not hiding somewhere else. He is my own inner self. So whatever I do, it should satisfy my core personality. And by doing all the external activities, eating, sense pleasures, earning name and fame, everything, I am not satisfied. That is the reason, even if I get millions of rupees, my journey continues. What is the sign of satisfaction? What is the sign that you have, your stomach is full? What you will tell after that? Enough. Alam buddhihi, correct? That activity called eating will not continue. That is a sign of satisfaction. Will you say that I am satisfied with regard to money, I have enough? Nobody says. So all of them can help you to get satisfy your body, your sense organs, your mind at the most, but never yourself. The real core personality cannot be satisfied. Once this inner self is satisfied by way of knowing what it is, when the core personality, which is happened to be Bhagavan himself, is satisfied, then the entire world is satisfied. How it is? So you want to satisfy others. You want to satisfy your family member. You want to satisfy your employer. You want to satisfy your society. You want to satisfy your government. All these things. But it is never possible. If one fellow is satisfied, another fellow is grumbling. So you cannot satisfy everyone. But still, you want to satisfy everyone. After marriage, you want to satisfy your mother also and your wife also. Both ways, you are this way, that way, you are struggling. Here Shastra says, I will give one technique. You satisfy yourself. Yourself means what? Not physical body or mind. You satisfy your core personality, you satisfy the Lord, then entire creation is satisfied. What is the logic? What is the connection between the Lord and the creation? We saw Lord happened to be the cause of the entire creation. Once you satisfy the cause, you have satisfied entire world. Once you pour water to the root, you have poured water to the entire tree. Suppose you are sprinkling water on every leaf, every twig, every branch, people will call you mad. That's what everyone now tries. People want to satisfy each other. Not possible. If you join this group, another group will be opposite. If you join that group, this group will become opposite. Understand? You want to satisfy the secularists by erasing your religious marks when you go to your professional place. Say for example. And you want to satisfy your family people by applying that religious marks when you are in home. And you do puja and other thing. And with that same thing you cannot go to the office. Then after going to office, what you do? Or before going to office, you erase that religious mark and enter as though you are secularist. You never open that, I am going to Ramakrishna mission, studying all these scriptures. I am a religious person. If you tell, you will be branded. So you are afraid of. So you try to satisfy them. Then one day or the other day, your boss finds that you are going to ashrama. Then he calls you, such a young man you are. Instead of going to all the recreation places, you never join us in the weekends. We give lot of free coupons to you, 10,000 coupon, 5,000 rupees coupon. You said, no, I have some family work. You told all these days, and we found every week you are going to Bhagavatam class. What is this? You are a young man. Why you are doing like that? He sympathizes with us. What do you do? You won't do anything. You will not even reply. As though you have done something wrong. You will put down your head. Yes, sir, what to do? Correct? You reciprocate his ideas. You don't have the guts to say, sir, your recreation is so small, my recreation is big, and my recreation don't have expenses also. You don't have the guts. So you can never satisfy your external world, nor you can satisfy your physical body, which is all the time asking, give this, give that, give this, give that, give this, give that. Nor you can satisfy your sense organs, nor you can satisfy your own whimsical and fanciful mind. Is it possible? But you satisfy your own inner core personality, which happened to be Bhagavan, then all other things are settled. Satisfying each and every product called creation is a huge affair or impractical one. You cannot satisfy everybody in the creation. It is an impractical one. And they will be ungrateful only. Even after 70 years also, your teeth will tell, give me chakli, give me muruku snacks. Already gone. 70 years I have provided you nice things. At least now you should not have that taste for the chakli, muruku and the sweet. And doctor also told that I am diabetic, I should not eat. But mouth will tell, your mind will tell, those things we don't bother, you die. You provide us sweet and chakli muruku. See, no? That's why in spite of all warning, what you do? So they are ungrateful. And impractical it is to satisfy దట్స్ వై తస్మిన్ తుష్టే జగత్ తుష్టం ప్రీణితే ప్రీణితం జగత్. When Lord is satisfied, Lord should be understood very properly. Whenever now I say Lord, immediately your mind should not go to Lord who is sitting in a chair without a form or who is hiding behind the cloud. Lord means immediately high Lord only you have to tell. Oh Lord, never say. It is your own real nature. When your own core personality is satisfied, naturally everything is satisfied. Priyatam Pundarikaksha Sarva Yajneshwaro Harihi Tasmin Tushte Jagat Tushtam Prinite Prinitam Jagat. In Mahabharata, one story comes wherein Durvasa Rishi, who was sent by Duryodhana with a wrong intention, Durvasa Rishi comes to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira and Panchapandavas, they were in Vanavasa. Duryodhana knew that they will have only one time food, and that Akshaya Patra which was given by Bhagavan, they need not cook. But last person who has to eat is Draupadi. Once she has finished her food, it will not produce food. Duryodhana knew the secret. He wanted to give curse to Pandavas through Durvasa Rishi. Somehow he managed to feed Durvasa Rishi in his palace, and with all pretension he told, you should bless our brothers also, co-brothers also, by taking food in their house. So Durvasa Rishi, without knowing any of his intention, he agreed. So he came late. When he came, Yudhishthira invited him for food. Then when he came to Draupadi and told, like this I have invited, is there any food like that? She told, no, I have eaten. Everything is washed also. Then Durvasa Rishi told, I am going to take bath, I will come for food, arrange the food, prepare to arrange food. So Draupadi did not have anyone to call. So she called Krishna. Immediately Krishna was in front of her. Then he came and told, hey Draupadi, I am very much hungry, give something. Then Draupadi scolded, hey, I myself in trouble. 1,000 disciples of Durvasa Rishi has come, and that too untimed. Now how to handle this Durvasa Rishi? I called you for this purpose. You are again one more added. Like that scolded. Then Krishna told, no, I am not going to hear any of these things. See that something is there or not, I should eat immediately. Then she told, no, I have washed away that Akshaya Patra also. Then he told, see again any other thing is. There was a small portion of food. Some say rice or some say spinach. So Bhagavan took it and put it in his mouth and told, I am satisfied. And the rishis who went for taking bath, they found their stomach was full. Without any reason, they found that stomach was full. So with full stomach, they cannot go for another food. So they returned from there itself. Like that, Tasmin Tushte Jagat Tushta. Similar type of incident comes in the life of Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna was going in a boat. Whole day they were travelling here and there. They did not have good food, and all the disciples were very much hungry, young boys. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna also was very hungry. He told, hey, I am very hungry, you please bring some puffed rice. They brought some puffed rice. They thought he will take a little bit, he will give balance to us. But that day Sri Ramakrishna finished everything and drank the Ganga water and told, I am satisfied, no more hunger. Like that he told. Then immediately they found all the disciples, their stomach was full, and afterwards they were discussing, how is it possible like that? So Tasmin Tushte Jagat Tushtam. If you satisfy the cause, you have satisfied the product also. Therefore తస్మాదేకేన మనసా భగవాన్ సాత్వతాం పతిః శ్రోతవ్యః కీర్తితవ్యశ్చ ధ్యేయః పూజ్యశ్చ నిత్యదా. సో వాట్ షుడ్ వి డూ? తస్మాత్ దేర్ ఫోర్ సిన్స్ ద లార్డ్ ఈస్ ది కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సిన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీ టు సాటిస్ఫై హిమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీ టు డివోటెడ్ టు హిమ్ సిన్స్ ద డ్యూటీస్ వితౌట్ డివోషన్ అండ్ సంసార మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఏకేన మనసా భగవాన్ సాత్వతాం పతి శ్రోతవ్యః కీర్తితవ్యః ధ్యేయః. విత్ వన్ పాయింటెడ్ మైండ్, విత్ డెడికేషన్, భగవాన్ who is the lord of the sadhus. It's a beautiful name for Bhagavan. Satvatam patihi. Satvatam patihi means lord of the sadhus. That means adi guru. Who is the lord of sadhus? Guru. Sadhus don't worship any other deity other than guru. Any other deity they worship only in the form of guru only. So satvatam patihi means what? Adi guru. Guru is the one entity, manifestation of the Lord, which is Sattva Guna Pradhanaha. Creator post is one manifestation. And the sustainer post is another manifestation. Destroyer post is another manifestation. Brahmaji, Vishnu and Shiva, they call it. So whenever Bhagavan performs all these three, he gets always scolding only. People scolding. Why that fellow created me? People scold. And a sustainer, he gives something. Sustainer means what? One who gives whatever our needs. So people are greedy. Then also they scold him. What he gave? Little bit only he gave. He could have given more. They scold. And when Bhagavan takes away that life as a destroyer, again people scold more. And he doesn't have any compassion. What is this like that? They scold. Then Bhagavan thought, what should I do, you tell? How to avoid the scolding of the people? So he thought, I will become a teacher. I will become a teacher of spiritual science. Who will come to me? Certainly, person who has desires will never come to me. So only sadhus will come. One who are matured enough, they will come. One who don't have any desire and who doesn't demand anything from the God, jignas alone will come. So when he comes, what I will give, in which way I will bless him? I will bless him with this spiritual knowledge, because of which he will happily and boldly can claim, O Lord, I am you. So there is no point of scolding. Correct? So he became Adi Guru, Dakshina Murti, they call. In Shiva Sampradaya, they call him Dakshina Murti. In Vaishnava Sampradaya, they call him Hayagriva. Understand? So Satvatam Patihi means one who doesn't get scolding. Vishwapati means he gets scolding. Devatam Pati means he gets scolding. Any Pati. Pati means what? Master. He gets scolding. Once he becomes the master of sadhus, devotees, who don't have any application and appeal, so there is no scope for scolding. So it's Satvatam Patihi Pujyaha. We should worship which Pati? Which Pati? We should worship the Lord in which manifestation? If anybody is interested in this knowledge, indirect words, these are all very profound words, you know. Commentators bring all these ideas. He could have told Rudra should be worshipped. Who will worship Rudra? Yama should be worshipped. Who will worship? Shani Bhagavan should be worshipped. Who will worship? Worship means what? Not simple rituals. You should love. Can you love Shani Bhagavan? Will you love Shani Bhagavan? You will be afraid of Shani Bhagavan. Therefore you cannot love Shani Bhagavan. So the love towards the Lord is possible only when you are a jignasu, a person who is interested in self-knowledge, and when Bhagavan is Adi Guru. Therefore Satvatam Patihi Bhagavan Ekena Manasa Shrotavyaha should be heard. We should heard the glory of that Adi Guru, Sattva Guna Pradhanaha. It is called Satvatam Pati means what? One who is Sattva Guna Pradhanaha, not as Karma Phala Dhata, not as a Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta, but as Adi Guru. He should worship. How to worship the Satvatam Pati? Can you worship Adi Guru? You have not seen him. So approach the nearest Guru. He will lead you to Adi Guru. Approach the nearest satsanga place, local address. How you reach Prime Minister office? Approach the local taluka office. And if he has the capacity to fulfill your application or something, your wants, he local taluka tahsildar himself will fulfill. If you say that I want to become the captain of a so and so regiment, suppose that is your application. So he will tell, oh, it is not under my control. You have to approach the president or prime minister. Please go. He will forward it. So here, you approach the satsanga where sadhus live. They will lead you to the Adi Guru. Shrotavyaha, Kirtitavyaha, ధ్యేయః పూజ్యః. యూ షుడ్ హియర్ అబౌట్ హిమ్, యూ షుడ్ సింగ్ ది గ్లోరీస్ అండ్ యూ షుడ్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ హిమ్ నిత్యదా హి సేస్. నిత్యదా మీన్స్ ఆల్వేస్, ఆల్వేస్ మీన్స్ వాట్, 24 hours, 24/7 ఇంటూ 365 days, ఇంటూ హౌ మెనీ ఇయర్స్ యూ లివ్, ఇస్ ఇట్ పాసిబుల్? ఆల్ ది టైమ్ కెన్ యూ హియర్ భాగవతం? వీక్లీ 1 hour, ఓకే. ఆల్ ది టైమ్ కెన్ యూ సింగ్ ది లార్డ్స్ గ్లోరీ? మార్నింగ్ 10 minutes, ఓకే. బట్ హియర్ ఈ సేస్ నిత్యదా, దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డూ, డూ ఇట్, బట్ కీప్ వన్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ రిగార్డ్. హౌ కెన్ ఐ కీప్ వన్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్? శ్రీరామకృష్ణ నైస్లీ సేస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ టూత్ ఏక్. ద టూత్ ఏక్ వాలా, వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ టూత్ ఏక్, హీట్ హ్యాస్ ఆల్ ఆల్ హీ ఈట్స్, హీ టేక్స్ బాత్, హీ గోస్ టు ఆఫీస్, హీ ఈవెన్ స్పీక్స్. బట్ ఎవ్రీ మొమెంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వేకింగ్ స్టేట్ వాట్ ఈస్ సేస్, ఐ హ్యావ్ టూత్ ఏక్, డోంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ మీ, ఐ హ్యావ్ టూత్ ఏక్, డోంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ మీ, లైక్ దట్, కరెక్ట్? One example. Another example, Sri Ramakrishna gives, like a mother who has given birth to new child. Wherever she goes, whatever she does, one part of the mind will be on the child. What child is doing, what child is doing, whether it is taken care of by someone, one part will be there. Similarly, Bhagavan also will be in your mind always if you choose to be a lover of the Lord. Make the Lord as your life partner, family member, inform him, take his guidance, accept his gift, leave the life with him. Correct? Before marriage, this person is individual. After marriage, what happens? Within 1 week, he finds himself that I am not single. I am not single. Now I am double. So I have to take care of 2 lives. Correct? So it is developed. Like for 2 lives is developed, which was not in before 1 week before. Then he gets a child. Then he understands, I am not single. I am not even double. Now I am triple. Whatever I do, for 3. Correct? How he develops this? Similarly, this love for the Lord also can be developed. Whether you, if you are single, you consider yourself double. If you are married, you consider yourself triple. If you have children, 1 child, you consider yourself 4. One Krishna should be there with you always. In our olden culture, whatever they cook, they will just first give it to Lord. Then Bhagavan is not going to take anything physically, your money or your dress or your food. But you live mentally a life, mental life with the Lord, who happened to be your real well-wisher. People nowadays in modern society, they are ready to take care of dog. They add dog in their life. Why they add dog in their life? Why people add dog in their family, you tell? It is unprotective creature. Nuisance also. It will not allow you to sleep properly. All the time barking. Smelly. You cannot touch that saliva and keep yourself with the sanity. But still people live with dog, sleep with dog, eat with dog. Why? Why? Because it fulfills your important aspect of your life, that is called emotional needs. You want someone to welcome you when you enter the house. But you are such a nice person, when you enter the house, wife goes inside the room. And children are already given warning, hey, Papa has come, Papa has come. So children also silently they go into the room. So you see that nobody is there to welcome. But if you keep your dog, as even you come near the street end, it will smell your smell, then it will give warning to all family members, bartare, bartare, bartare. Because it has to take both sides, you know. So it gives warning to the family members. And when the person reaches and it shows its love, it jumps and does like that. So you feel there is someone at least in my life who can welcome me. Correct? ఇట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్స్ ఇమోషనల్ నీడ్. శాస్త్ర సేస్ ఏ కీప్ భగవాన్, హీ విల్ ఫుల్ఫిల్ ఆల్ యువర్ నీడ్స్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఎక్స్పెండిచర్. హౌ మచ్ యూ స్పెండ్ ఫర్ దిస్ డాగ్ అండ్ దే కవర్ ఇట్ విత్ అన్ ఐడియా, నో నో, వీఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ భూతదయ. భూతదయ మీన్స్ వాట్? కంపాషన్ టువర్డ్స్ ది అనిమల్స్. వీ సజెస్ట్ కీప్ కౌ. కౌ యూ కీప్, యూ కెనాట్ కీప్ ఇట్ బికాస్ ఈవెన్ దో యూ విల్ గెట్ మిల్క్ అండ్ అదర్ థింగ్, యువర్ ఇమోషనల్ నీడ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. కౌ డజంట్ వాట్ యూ కాల్ వెన్ యూ కమ్ దిస్ వే దట్ ఇట్ డజంట్ షో ఇది ఇమోషన్స్. సో భగవాన్ షుడ్ బి యువర్ ఇమోషనల్ సపోర్ట్, నాట్ ది డాగ్. పీపుల్ కీప్ ది డాగ్ యాజ్ ఇమోషనల్ సపోర్ట్. సో భగవాన్ షుడ్ బి ఇమోషనల్ సపోర్ట్. తస్మాత్ ఏకేన మనసా భగవాన్ సాత్వతాం పతి శ్రోతవ్య కీర్తితవ్య ధ్యేయ పూజ్య. సి, వన్ ఈజ్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు అనదర్. శ్రోతవ్య, శ్రవణం విల్ లీడ్ యూ ఫర్ కీర్తన్. దెన్ వన్స్ యూ ఆర్ ప్రాక్టీస్ విత్ శ్రవణం అండ్ కీర్తనం, కీర్తనం మీన్స్ వాట్? సింగింగ్. సింగింగ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? రిమెంబరింగ్. దెన్ ధ్యేయ, యూ క్యాన్ ఆల్వేస్ మెంటలీ యూ క్యాన్ గో త్రూ ఆల్ దీస్ ఐడియాస్. దెన్ న్యాచురలీ యూ విల్ డెవలప్ ఎ రెస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ లవ్ ఫర్ హిమ్. యదనుధ్యాసినా యుక్తా కర్మగ్రంథేర్ని బంధనం చింధంతి కోవిదాస్తస్య కోన కుర్యాత్ కథారతిం. హియర్ సుతమని ఆస్, హూ విల్ నాట్ లైక్ ద స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ మై లార్డ్? హూ వోంట్ లైక్? యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యూ డోంట్ హియర్ అప్ టు దట్ టైమ్ ఓన్లీ యూ క్యాన్ బి యాజ్ ఎ వాట్ యూ కాల్ డీసెంట్ పర్సన్. వన్స్ యూ స్టార్టెడ్ హియరింగ్, then they will sing, all sadhus will sing. You can see in the bhajan group, bhajans will be there, they will be clapping and singing. You are a modern man with jeans pant and tight shirt, so it is insult for you to clap and sing the Lord's name. So he keep yourself with a tight hands. So slowly they also sing, and mridanga joins and tala joins, music joins. What you do? Hands are tight but body is shaking slowly. So head will be like this, shaking according to the tala, because naturally it is. Then slowly when they are, that rasa is going more and more, more and more, more and more, hands become very loose. Then you also start putting tala by hand. Once they started dancing, you also get, you can see, if you go to that Vaishnava Sampradaya Bhajana Mandali, you can see all this rasa comes without knowing what age you are, what type of profession you have. You forget yourself. Simply you, like a child, you come out of your projected, pretended personality based on your own profession and other age and other thing. That particular moment, you become so free and child, and you enjoy that. Here Sutamani says, who will not like Bhagavan's glory? Unless he is a Mahapapi, unless he is a very, very unfortunate soul, who won't like Bhagavan's story? So he goes on continuing the value of this shravana. We'll see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashoshanam Drunam యదుత్తమశ్లోక యశోను గీయతే గోపికా జీవన స్మరణం గోవిందా గో